Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the
Morning. I know a lot of people suffer from fried mommy brain. I'm not new to this. It's not exclusive to me. Maybe some men are experiencing it too right now, but yeah. I am fried. I'm looking forward to a little vacation time so I have to think because I'm not thinking anyway. My daughter suffered a lot this past Friday.
Really?
Because of my fried brain.
She suffered a lot.
She suffered. It was bad.
Because
it was
of
bad.
Your fried brain.
Tell us about your Friday.
So, Friday.
We were tired.
We had, you know, everybody's like, oh, you're here. We ain't crying me a river. We had some long days last week.
Yeah.
You know, we love what we do, but sometimes we're exhausted. So, anyway.
Sometimes we work 5 hours.
Right? Yeah. So, sometimes, right?
Well, we're sleep deprived because we get up early.
It was about 1 o'clock Friday.
Yeah.
Finally getting out of work, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you get off at 1 o'clock. Okay, anyway.
You've been there since 4.
Dude, so, sometimes it gets over 74 degrees in here.
Right. It's unbearable. So my girlfriend's here. I was like, do you want to go get lunch? I have to go pick up Emma Kelly at 3 from school. It's not that, you know, and we'll pick a restaurant right by her school. So we'll have lunch. I can just dash over so we don't have to hurry.
Make it easy, yeah.
You know, have a nice little lunch together.
Sure.
She's like, that's great. So we drive all the way across town to pick a restaurant 5 minutes from her school.
Good.
We sit down and I'm like, I want a drink.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
it's the
Friday.
Year of day drinking. You know, the year of day drinking is almost over, so I kind of squeeze it in. I'm like, one glass of wine.
Yeah.
I deserve it.
Sure.
That's not going to make me too drunk to pick up my daughter. I have
working hard.
I have almost 2 hours before I have to pick up my daughter from school.
Yeah.
One glass of wine, be done, right? I'll pop a mint. She'll never know.
It's good for circulation and everything. Yeah.
Drunk mom and carpool.
And my girlfriend's like, yeah. I'm going to have me a vodka. I said, I'm just going to stick with Chardonnay. I just wanted a nice, chilled glass
relaxing
of Chardonnay,
glass,
right?
Okay.
So as the waitress remembers me from last time. Oh,
hey. The usual, Kelly?
Yes. Oh, just, you know, we're having a great time. And my phone rings. I'm like, I look down. I was like, I don't know that number. So I wait and get my wine and I take a sip. And the phone rings again. It's like, gosh, it's the same number. I don't recognize it.
Yeah. Give me another glass of wine.
Yeah,
I just
that.
Had my first sip.
Shots.
So I said to my girlfriend, Carolyn, I guess I better just check this out and see if it's important.
Yeah.
I don't know what it could possibly be.
They're calling you twice in a row, you know?
So I pick up the phone. I'm like, hello? It's noisy in the restaurant. I'm in after school care. I said, who is this? I didn't even recognize my daughter.
Kelly.
I'm in after school care. I'm like,
Mommy?
I remembered it was Friday. My daughter, for some unexplained reason, her school dismisses at 1:15 on Fridays.
And what time is it right now when she's calling?
It's now 2 o'clock.
Oh, okay. 45 minutes. Give me another glass of wine.
Because I'm like not answering my phone.
Yeah.
I'm in after school care. So I'm like, And my girlfriend said, I'll go get her. I was like, no, I can go get her. She goes, you have wine on your breath. Like it's one glass. I mean, one sip, not a whole glass.
Right.
So the waitress takes my wine back. I ran from the restaurant. I ran popping mints, and I go. And of course I catch every traffic light getting there because when you're late anyway, it's just the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Every traffic light. I finally get there, and I get up there, and Emma Kelly's so mad at me on the phone. Hi, Mommy. Look what we did. Oh, will you forget me at school more often? She's having a blast, okay? So I feel like crap. So I take her back to the restaurant with me. You could have anything you want. You could order any. I don't want anything. She wouldn't order anything. So I was like, well, Mommy's having this glass of wine. So I have my glass of wine. I'm like, I don't care. So that night, so I forgot my daughter at school.
Yeah.
Because I just completely forgot.
Mommy brain.
It's like one of those.
How many months has she been in school? How many Fridays has she gotten out at 1:15?
Yeah.
And I forgot.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like
happened.
That anti-drug ad they used to play.
I know.
When
like,
the kid didn't pick his brother up from school because he was stoned.
Yeah. So that night, my church has a parents' night out because it's Christmas time.
Okay.
You take your kid up there. You drop them off in their pajamas. We went and bought special Christmas Snoopy pajamas and new bedroom shoes because we can't have her go to their ratty stuff. She sleeps in T-shirts.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We had to go buy her some actual pajamas with pants. So we go and do that. We're all excited to get her all dressed up. I'm like, wow, we don't have to be there till 7. So it's already, 6 o'clock. So I was like, why don't you watch some Full House or something? So she watches a couple episodes of Full House because she's in love with Full House still with Uncle Jesse and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Even though we both agree, Cousin Joey's our least favorite.
Why? What did Joey do?
Joey's annoying.
Yeah, Joey is annoying.
All that stupid, cut it out, and all those stupid voices. We don't like Joey.
Okay.
That's my daughter and I bond on that.
Joey Gladstone's great.
So anyway, we finally pile in the car. I put her hair in a ponytail and everything. Well, I guess we've killed enough time. Let's go to church. And Emma Kelly looks over my shoulder. Even us being on time, mm-hmm. we're still like 3 minutes late. And she was so excited. Mommy, it's only 7:03. Like, yeah, we're yeah. pulling it. But I pull up in the parking lot, and it's like, man, everything looks kind of dark.
Oh.
So we go out to the church, and there's cars in the parking lot.
I hate that feeling.
It's dark.
Yeah. I hate that feeling.
So I go to the door, and it's locked. We're locked out of church.
Was it a lock-in? You were late?
Well, that they locked the doors, for, you know, for safety reasons.
Which is normal.
The party started at 6, not 7.
You are mommy of the year this day.
Oh, no.
So the three-hour party, now Emma Kelly, and I said to her, I said, oh, honey, I'm so sorry. The party started
an hour ago,
and she starts bawling.
Oh.
And the only number I'm like banging on the doors because they're all the other side of the church. They can't hear me.
Big old church.
Banging. Emma Kelly's crying. The only number I have on my phone is my preacher's. And I thought, I'll call my preacher.
Mm-hmm.
He'll call the children's minister and say, go let Kelly Raspberry's sobbing child inside that church right now.
Yeah.
So I call him and he's like, oh, I'm just 2 blocks away. I'll come let you in. Oh, so the preacher's going to come.
You made him leave his house.
I didn't make him.
The big man, the preacher.
I didn't make him. He was at a party. He's like, it's okay. I'll leave. I was like, oh.
Can you bring a glass of wine?
I would never ask, but my daughter is standing in the parking lot. I said, you're the kindest preacher ever.
You got this preacher that's over like 3,000 parishioners, and yeah. he's leaving a party.
Come and let me in.
He's saving souls. He's up here ministering to people, but he has to come and let Kelly Raspberry's daughter in.
But as he's literally pulling in the parking lot, here comes the security guard and opens the door and lets us in.
Gosh.
So I'm like, thanks, Pastor Sam, for nothing. So this is twice in one day.
Twice in one day you forgot.
I forgot her at school, and I took her to a party an hour. I'm telling you, my brain is gone. I felt like the worst mother ever.
You may not get anything for Christmas in your stocking.
Yeah, probably love cold. That's bad. That's two strikes.
And I'm sitting there. All I do is apologize to my child. That's all I do. Emma Kelly, I'm so sorry. And she ends up comforting me. Mommy, you're not the worst mother in the world.
Two in one day.
That's two out.
Two strikes.
Two in one day.
Two in one day.
Yeah, you didn't even see that.
CPS is coming.
Did you at least pick her up? Did you pick her up that night and bring her back home?
I did remember to pick her up.
Yeah, good. After a couple
of days later.
She missed an hour of fun because of me.
Well, you know what? Actually, she got the extra hour of fun on the front end when you forgot her at school. So she got an extra hour of fun
yeah.
there.
There's the bright side.
And then she missed an hour. But, you know, it all evened out. She got the same amount of hours of funnage. So there you go.
All right. I'm looking at it positively.
Yeah. I mean, people forget the kids all the time.
You just need a nap, like a really long one.
People forget the kids. You know,
you can't nap.
My friend wanted to maybe travel over Christmas with me because I don't, you know, Emma Kelly's going to her dad's for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I think I just want to stay home and cry and sleep and cry some more.
Mm. I think everybody's forgotten their kids once in a while.
They've forgotten me. They forgot me twice, two or three times.
I forget stuff and I don't even have kids. So what's my excuse?
I think
brain fried. Yeah. They left me out at the stadium after a game. After
at the stadium?
Cowboy game. Left me there. Don't get on the bus without me. Don't get on the bus without me. Where'd my family do? They got on the bus without me. Swear. Left me. I'm 12 years old. Left. It was a night game. Left me out there.
Where did they think
you
were?
I got no money. I got no cell phone. I don't know. I was out there. I'm like, you know, we kind of split up as a family. And so I got nothing. I got no cell phone. I have no money. I'm 12. What am I have money for? I got my family. They're going to take care of me.
Right.
They left me out there. I saw the buses start pulling off. They just start pulling off one by one. And it's 100 buses. I'm like, well, there's the last.
You just let them all go without jumping on one?
What am I going to do?
Because you expected your parents to come.
Yeah, we rode the bus out there. So I'm like, well, what do I do? I just sat.
12 years old by yourself?
I'm 15, 20 miles away from my house. I had nothing I could do.
So what happened?
They finally, like 2 hours later, they came back and got me. They're like, well, we thought you were with her and my sister because they kind of split up. We thought you were with her. I'm like, nope. I'm here.
Just sat there for 2 hours.
Football players are gone. The coaches are gone. The cleanup people left.
Oh, no.
They start coming to work for the next day's practice. I mean, I'm just sitting there.
Did you cry?
Yeah, I cried. My family don't love me.
It's not that bad, Kelly.
Yeah, mine's not nearly as bad.
I mean, she may end up like Al, but...
Mama's sitting at a restaurant having a glass of wine.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back.
Can you believe we've already had 11 days of Swiftmas?
Right.
With today being the 12th. Your chance to win Taylor Swift tickets to the 1989 World Tour somewhere in the United States, and we'll get you their compliments of Southwest Airlines coming up in about 30 minutes.
Okay.
Make sure you're listening to the show because you have to hear that Swiftmas jingle. Once you hear it, be the 13th caller. We'll hook you up with those tickets, okay?
Wow, that's easy.
So easy. Not as easy as getting Santa Claus. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. I don't know if you know this, but around this time, Santa Claus gets very busy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So for us to get Santa Claus, the Santa Claus, to come into the Kid Craddock Morning Show is just, wow.
Yeah, I mean, and Santa Claus is busy talking to good kids.
Jenna, it's like getting Oprah in here, you know?
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Harder. I bet Oprah's easy right now.
Everybody say hello to Santa Claus. There he is.
Good morning, Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Santa.
Wow, Santa. So jolly today.
Santa, need to cut back on the cigs.
No, on the pipe.
Yeah.
In the pipe.
Santa's emphysema.
How is everybody doing this morning?
Well, you tell us, Santa Claus. You've been watching us all year long.
There's been a lot of nice kids, but there's some naughty ones, too. We have to talk to them this morning and see if we can put them back on the nice list.
So, Santa Claus, you're the only one that's allowed to pardon the naughty kids?
That's right. That job is all on this guy right here. The big guy in the red suit.
Now, could you tell us who in the studio has been naughty or nice this year? Because I'm sure you've been watching.
That Jenna Owens.
What about her?
She's been naughty. I've watched her do that walk of shame many a morn.
I've been so nice this year. Yeah.
What about me, Santa? What about me?
What about Kelly Raspberry?
Kelly Raspberry is at the top of the naughty list. Do you know she left her child at school for an hour while she was out philandering around drinking Chardonnay?
I heard about that, Santa Claus.
Chardonnay.
Yeah. What about me, Santa Claus, JC?
JC, JC, JC. I have to admit, you've tried to be nice this year, JC.
I did. I tried.
You've tried. You've been nice to the squirrels.
But?
You've been nice to your wife. But those two children of yours, you've been just an absolute mess with them. But there's still time to get on the nice list, JC.
Oh, thanks, Santa.
Still time.
Santa just called me a horrible father.
He did.
Okay. Santa, are you ready to talk to the children that
we
have been naughty?
Ready.
Santa.
Be right there, Prancer.
Prancer's here?
Prancer was your ride this morning?
Road Prancer, the other seven or eight or whatever.
You had to ride Prancer to the phone?
The other ones are at the gym.
They're at the gym. Okay, good. Santa, please meet Zoe, who's 12 years old.
Zoe, good morning, Zoe.
Good morning.
Have you been naughty or nice? Apparently you've been a little naughty this year, Zoe.
Yeah, I've been naughty.
What have you been doing?
I've been yelling at my mom and making bad grades.
Ooh. Yelling at your mother? What types of things are you calling her, Zoe?
Tell us.
She yells at me, so I figured I'd return the favor.
Well, she's your mother, Zoe. She is your mother. And what about the bad grades? Have you not been studying?
Well, it's that I haven't been returning my homework.
Well, Zoe, what were you asking for Christmas this year from Santa?
A new phone.
A new phone.
New phone, because the old one is just not good enough at the age of 12, huh, Zoe?
Yeah, it has buttons.
Buttons?
Buttons.
No.
Zoe, what are you going to do to get on the nice list in the next 9 days?
Well, yes, I could clean up.
You could clean up your act, young lady. Stop yelling at your mother and do your homework. Do you hear me?
Yes.
So are you going to grant her a pardon or what, Santa?
We're going to grant her a pardon if she gets her act together, all right? And I'll try my best to get you an iPhone.
Oh, gee.
Santa.
Santa, I said Al.
Santa.
Santa, you can't be just promising stuff like
I'm
that.
I'm Santa Claus. Of course I am.
So you're pardoning Zoe.
Oh, we're giving Zoe a pardon if she gets her act together. Do not yell at your mother anymore.
So okay. If her act's not together, then no iPhone.
I will be watching.
That's how you'll know.
I will be watching. I have cameras in your house.
That's creepy.
Right.
Tell Mom.
Santa's rich.
All right, Zoe, congratulations. Apparently Santa pardoned you and is offering an iPhone.
If she gets her act together.
I have to keep my eyes closed.
You get that, Zoe?
Yes, I
did. Okay. Yeah. That was easy, Santa Claus.
Zoe, Zoe, Zoe. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
We're doing the annual pardons with Santa.
Mm-hmm. Zoe. If you've been bad and you want to get on the nice list, you got to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. All right. Hey, Brayden, how you doing today?
Good.
Good. Why have you been a naughty boy this year, buddy?
I've been fighting.
Been fighting who, Brayden? You sound like a little rascal.
With Jane.
Who is Jane?
You
your brother?
Know,
is that your
brother.
Twin brother?
And yes, it's my twin brother.
What do you fight about, Brayden?
About toys and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you getting pretty scared that you're not going to get any toys this year because you've been bad, Brayden?
Yes.
So here's what you got to do. I have Santa Claus right here, and you got to tell him why you should be able to get toys this year, and maybe he will pardon you, and that means that he will let all that go, and he'll put you on the nice list. Okay?
What are you going to do to turn your act around, Brayden?
Stop fighting.
You promise?
Yes.
Say, repeat after me. I promise.
I promise.
To stop fighting with my brother.
To stop fighting with my brother.
And I'm going
to
clean up my room right now before I go to school.
And I'll clean up my room right after I go to school.
Oh, well, at some point.
Close enough. Close enough. Okay, you are pardoned, Brayden.
Congratulations, Brayden. You're on the nice list.
I'm interested, though, why Brayden's twin brother, obviously he's been fighting, too. He didn't call.
Yeah, has your brother been bad, Brayden?
Yes.
Okay, well, your brother's still on the naughty list. You are on the nice list. Ooh. So you can use that.
Congratulations, Brayden.
Want to talk to James?
Yeah.
Put James on.
To James. Let us talk to
We'd
James.
Love to. So y'all can be on even ground.
We could technically be Brayden since they're twins. We could tell.
All right.
Hello, James.
Must be on the other side of the house.
Yeah.
Or phone shy. James?
Hey, Kelly, you mind bringing me a glass of wine?
No, Santa, you don't drink.
I might need some with some ice cubes. It is hot in here.
Ho, ho, ho. That sexy Santa Claus next to you.
I don't know. It's not hot.
It's not hot? Are you serious?
Are you hot?
Heat flash?
It's so hot.
All right, we're going to put Brayden on.
Kelly, I'm sorry.
Kelly's having a heat flash.
It's happening right here on the air.
Kelly, I'm with you body temperature-wise, but I'm kind of chilly right now.
Oh, here we go. Let's move on to see if we can pardon.
Oh, so twin brother's still going to stay on the
dock. He's taking his time.
Okay.
Janae, who's 9 years old. Hi, Janae.
Hi.
Oh, Janae, what have you been doing to your sister?
I've been being mean to her.
You have? Why?
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 Do you think
because
that's very
nice? There's things that I want to play with and she wants to play with. But I asked her if she wants to take turns, but she doesn't, so I want to play with her, so I play with it.
Well, Janae, if you're nicer to your sister, I'll make sure that you have your own dolls to play with, okay?
Okay.
You be nice to your sister, Janae.
Okay.
Janae, what are you asking for Christmas? Because Santa Claus obviously isn't interested.
I'm asking for Anna and Elsa... Bear.
A bear.
A bear?
Oh,
we've got plenty of bears up in the North Pole.
Do you have one named Anna or Elsa?
I'll make sure you get an Anna or an Elsa bear, okay, Janae?
Making sure of that, are you, right. Santa?
And an iPhone.
Santa, are you writing your list down, Santa?
I'm writing it down. I'm checking it twice.
Janae, how old is your sister?
She's 3 years old.
Why are you picking on a little 3-year-old, Janae?
Pick on someone your own size,
Janae. 3-year-olds are greedy, and they want all the toys all the time. Right, Janae?
Yes.
I got your back, Janae.
I don't know about this one. Janae, you really have some making up to do in the next 8 days, okay?
I thought you already pardoned her.
I did. Double jeopardy does not apply on the North Pole.
Be nice to your baby sister, Janae.
All right, Janae. Santa Claus has pardoned you.
Get your act together, Miss.
Yeah. Just be good for another couple weeks, and you can go bad to being bad.
Santa Claus,
New Year.
Santa Claus,
get your stuff.
Easy with them pardons.
Ho 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 ho! Merry Christmas.
Oh, these voices.
Happy
are so
Kwanzaa.
Cute.
Happy Hanukkah for my Jewish children out there. Hanukkah arrives this evening.
Does Santa visit
really?
The Jewish children now?
Yeah, dude.
Santa.
Santa.
Next call, please.
Next call. Okay, Santa does not have an answer for that one.
I've seen Santa visit some of my Jewish friends.
I mean, Santa.
I think so, yes.
Nicholas, how you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm doing very good.
Oh, no, you're not. You're on the naughty list.
Yeah.
What'd you do, dude?
What have you been doing, little Nicholas? I like you also. You have my name, St. Nick, here.
I've been yelling at my mom.
What?
Making bad grades.
What's up with yelling at moms and making bad grades? It's a trend.
Yes, Nicholas, that will not do. You are not pardoned, sir. You have 8 days to get it together, and I will revisit your case.
You can't not pardon
him. I can do anything I want. I'm Santa Claus.
Nicholas, do you have anything to say to Santa who doesn't want to pardon you?
Plead your case, Nicholas.
I don't know.
Do you promise to be good?
Yeah.
Do you promise to stop yelling at your mother?
Yeah.
And you promise to say, I'm sorry, Mom, for all the times I have yelled at you?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's do
Listen
that right.
Listen to him. Yes, ma'am.
Let's do that Hold right. On. Is your mother in the room?
No, she's not.
Well, I believe him, Santa, and I think he deserves a pardon.
Hold on. Let me ask him something. Nicholas, does your mom deserve the yelling sometimes?
No.
Okay, good,
right.
answer.
Good answer, Nicholas.
That was a trick question, sir.
Okay, after further review, Nicholas, you have been pardoned, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Nicholas.
I'll be keeping an eye on you.
I'll keep an eye on Santa.
And your mother. You may even get an iPhone.
Quit promising
Santa,
iPhones.
You can't promise iPhones. What did you ask for, Nicholas?
I really want a four-wheeler.
Nicholas, I don't know.
Santa?
Talking back to your mother will not get you an iPhone, son.
That's not what he said.
A four-wheeler,
son.
Jeez, Santa?
That glass of wine you just sipped there, Kelly.
Santa Claus is getting old, Nicholas. I'm sorry. We'll see what Santa can do, okay, buddy?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Nicholas.
People are traumatized this morning. Santa.
You need to go take a breather, Santa.
You still going through that change over there, Kelly?
I'm not going through the change.
A little warm?
It was hot over here. I'm hot.
Everyone else is cold in here. They got it cold for me since I'm from the North Pole.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kratic Morning Show. And now, another Kid Kratic Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hi, may I speak with Christina, please?
This is she.
Hi, Christina. My name's JC, and I'm sitting here with Kelly Raspberry. We're from the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey, Christina.
You sent us a letter about your best friend, Laura.
Yes.
How long have you known your best friend?
About 18 years right now.
18 years, and times have been pretty tough for her?
Yeah. This year's been really tough. For the past few months, she's been trying to save up to do things for not only for herself, for specific girls.
Uh-huh.
And she's been having trouble, like, in the summer, carb issues. And also, I know you guys would relate, her little dog got taken from her front yard.
Oh.
So car problems, so, dog gets taken from the yard.
It's just like one bad thing after another, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, every time something happens, she always comes calling to me, and I just feel so helpless. And when y'all guys did this, but this year I thought I have to nominate her because, like, she needs something to lift her spirits, not only for her, but for the girls.
She has two little girls, and and she's a single mother.
Yes.
Well, Christina, we're going to go ahead and grant this Christmas wish for you.
Yeah, we're going to turn things around, hopefully.
Now, Laura.
Oh, right.
Laura is on the phone, and we're actually going to surprise her, okay? So I'm going to need you to be a little quiet, and we're going to bring her in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, may I speak with Laura, please?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Laura. My name's JC. I'm here with Kelly Raspberry. We're from the Kid Kratic Morning Show. How
hey,
you
Laura.
Doing?
I'm good. Hi.
I'm sure you're a bit confused right now.
I am, actually.
Well, it's a good thing we're calling because your very best friend nominated you for a Christmas wish.
Oh, my God. Hi, Lola. Hey.
She actually wrote a really sweet letter about you, Laura, and if it's okay, I'd like to read it to you real quick.
Sure.
All right. I want to nominate my best friend of almost 20 years, Laura. She's an amazing friend and an even more amazing single mother of two very beautiful little girls, Allison and Katie. Money's been tight for the past 6 months due to car troubles and house problems. Just about a month ago, her oven broke down and is not in working condition. She's holding off fixing it until after the holidays so she can provide Christmas gifts for her children with the little money she has. I want my best friend and her children to have a wonderful Christmas dinner and bake Christmas cookies together. Laura, Allison, and Katie mean a great deal to me, and all I want for Christmas is for them to have memories they will hold dear to their hearts. Thank you. And that's from your best friend, Christina.
Aww.
I love
Thank you.
You.
Isn't that sweet?
Laura, tell us about Allison and Katie. How old are they?
They're 6 and 7.
Uh-huh.
And I bet doing things with Mom, like baking Christmas cookies, that's something you weren't going to get to do this year because of that stinking oven.
No, we weren't, actually.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Because you love to cook so much and because your oven's on the fritz, and thanks to all the members of Kid Nation, they downloaded that one-day app. They made a donation, and because of that, we're going to give you $500 to buy a new oven.
Are you kidding me?
No, nope.
I'm not.
We're serious.
And, you know, with that new oven, you're going to need new pots and pans and cookie sheets since, you know, you're a show-off and cooking from scratch and everything. So you can have a great Christmas dinner and a great experience baking cookies with your girls.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
And, Laura, of course, we can't forget about Allison and Katie. They're 6 and 7 years old. What are they asking for this Christmas?
Oh, everything Monster High or Frozen.
Here's what we're going to do for you, Laura. We're going to give you $300 to Toys R Us so you can go on a shopping spree. And make this the best Christmas ever for your kids.
Wipe out the Monster High section.
Get what you can get.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sure you'll get quite a bit of stuff. Absolutely, yes.
Wow.
Well, hey, you know what? It's all thanks to your friend Christina. If she hadn't have told us about you, we wouldn't be granting this wish today.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say.
I know sometimes words escape us, Laura, especially when we're going through tough times. But, you know, everything will get better next year, hopefully, for you. And if you want to cook us some cookies.
Bake me something.
Yeah. Your new oven.
Well, you guys have a Merry Christmas, Laura and Christina. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Merry Christmas, Laura.
Thank you. You too.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
We wish you a Taylor Swift miss. And you can win here.
We're looking for the 13th caller at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We're celebrating the 12 days of Swift miss. Today is day number 12.
This is it.
Which means this is it, Big Al Mac.
Yep.
And getting tickets to this 1989 World Tour with Taylor Swift. Tough to give.
It's a big deal, man.
Big, big, big deal.
Selling out all over.
So good luck. Give us a call, and we'll take that call number 13. Being the end of the year, all those end of the year lists come out.
Yeah, this is when you're really inundated with all of these top whatever lists. 10 lists, top 20.
I love them.
Yeah. Yesterday, Kelly gave us the top 10, in her opinion.
My opinion, entertainment stories of the year.
Right, the top 10 entertainment stories. So so today's my turn. We're going to do this all week.
Yeah.
Today's my turn.
Okay.
And I saw a top 10 list of what? Well, I went to the bathroom the other day. Yeah. And
the other day.
Yeah, well, you know, every day. But
it's not going to be your top 10 bathroom moments.
No.
It's at Picks. So, yeah. Go to the website for Picks.
August 12th.
So I was in the bathroom the other day, and the guy in the stall next to me was listening to his iPhone or iPad, whatever he's listening to, because I could hear the music blaring through his
Kelly's shaking her head already. I love it.
I thought he was joking.
So that was my first question. Who listens to music in this situation? So it just got me to thinking, if I were to make a top 10 playlist of the top 10 bathroom event songs,
yeah,
you know, what would be on my list?
So a bowel movement playlist?
Yeah, but we'll just call it bathroom event for you know, Well, I'm not trying to be gross.
See, Al was talking about this off the air the other day, and I thought he was joking.
Yeah, Kelly, you can't play along with Al, because when you say, yeah, that's
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, we started throwing songs back and forth. I figured that was the end of it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know you were going to turn this into your end of the year list.
Well, my top 10 list. So here I present to you today the top 10 songs to listen to during your bathroom event.
Number 10.
Number 10, you know?
I really thought it was just
going
to be like number 2, number 2.
Number 10, you know, that's what it is sometimes. Sometimes your bathroom
You should
event.
Collaborate with Jenna.
Right.
Your bit would be funnier.
I bet he did, because I listed out some songs the other day. I'm going to see if he took them.
Your number 2 should be your number 1.
Number 10, you know, sometimes your bathroom event brings on an assortment of emotions. So here's my number 10 song right here. Joy and Pain. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, old school.
Yeah, all right, all right. Yeah. Here we go. Joy and Pain. That's the number 10 song to listen to during your bathroom.
But you feel a little bit of pain.
Yeah. A little bit of joy, though. A little bit of joy.
Always joy.
Now, JC, you could probably relate to this.
No.
Say you
I don't want to relate to
this
your
songs
at all.
This is our top 10 list out of everything this year.
Okay, go ahead.
So so now we come to number 9.
Uh-huh. Number 9.
Sometimes you go eat Mexican food or something spicy, right?
I eat Mexican food every day. I'm Mexican.
Sure.
Yeah.
So in that event, this is what you listen to.
So that's the
number 9 song to listen to during your bathroom event. How do you think we're doing so far, Kelly?
Burn.
Me, personally?
Yeah. How do you feel?
On your list? Kelly, you put these on your list?
Here, I'll let Kelly tell us what she thinks.
Wiggity, 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 whack.
Yep.
All right.
I don't know about the burning.
Which brings us to number 8.
Number 8?
Mm-hmm.
And these are our top 10 songs to go to the bathroom
How painful
to.
Are your bathroom experiences?
Well, sometimes, you know. Yeah. So good.
This might be the low moment for 2014.
You know what? My list, I'm last to go this week. Mine's going to be the worst moments.
Yeah. The worst show?
The worst show moments.
Yeah.
Mark this one down.
That was your number 8 song to listen to during your bathroom
Hurt
event.
So good.
That brings us to?
Number 7.
All right. I'm coming out.
Mm-hmm. Banner Rock.
Now, did you not want to pick, like, songs for 2014?
Yeah, like anything this year?
I'm getting there. Come on.
You know?
Or in the last decade?
Because this is supposed to be an end-of-the-year list.
Anything in the 2000s.
2014.
This is my playlist of top 10 songs to listen to while you're having a bathroom.
Big, I missed the mark.
Number 6.
Okay.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
You need to go to the doctor.
Yeah, I think you need to get
need to go to the doctor.
If everything's burning, then you have something.
And it burns,
I like it a lot.
I don't know very many people who burn
the
that
ring
much.
Of fire.
Maybe like once a year.
Ring of fire.
And we're halfway home.
Oh, God. Only halfway?
Yeah. Halfway home, Kelly.
Number 5.
Well,
what could have been?
All right, that is the number.
How many more? Four
that
more?
That was the number 5
just
song.
Just get it over. Okay.
Here we go. Number 4.
Number 4.
Oh, there you go. Al's flushing the format on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
That's okay. Number 4. That's number 4. All right.
At least this one didn't hurt.
These are the top 10
songs. Number 3.
Uh-huh.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to hit it. This one is one of the first ones to make sense.
Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Get an attitude. Pop it like it's hot.
Pop it.
Top 10 songs to listen to during your bathroom event. We're down to...
Kelly's so annoyed and bored.
Oh, Kelly hates you right now.
People are texting me, showing me their looks on their faces as your bit is playing.
Millie Jackson just called in.
You'd like to text me if you're my friend like Deontay and want to show me your face right now.
Yeah, tweet us your face.
The horror of this bit.
Take a selfie and tweet us.
Yeah, tweet us. Your face.
You got JC5, Jenna Page, Kelly. Tweet out, too. But he's not going to check it.
Or text me, and I'll just look at it from my own amusement.
However you want. Just tag us with your face as you listen to this bit.
And hashtag
Al's Top 10.
Oh, Al's Top 10.
Yeah. Al's Top 10 with the look on your face listening to this nonsense. I'm going to do mine.
The top 10 songs to listen to during your bathroom event brings us to the coveted
number 2.
Who hasn't?
I mean, again, zero songs from 2014.
They call him Master P for a reason.
What?
All right, here we go.
The number one song,
the top song of the top 10 songs to listen to during your bathroom event. And yes, it is from 2014.
Finally.
So you'll be happy to know that.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Number
hit it, Chad.
Number one.
Here we go.
Here's our boss's face while your bit's going on. Yeah. Keep going.
Ow. How dare you use Frozen?
By the way, all of our affiliates have canceled. Got that memo.
Al, your bit is the ish.
So this was the only song in the year 2000 that you used?
And there you have it. Your top 10 songs to listen to during your bathroom event. Right there.
Oh, crappiest bit of the year.
Seriously.
It's not funny, Elsa. Not funny.
Hashtag Al's Top 10.
Yeah, please send us.
Al, where can I get that? Is that online somewhere?
It's going to be on Chris Brown's new CD.
Is it Top 10 or Top 10? Oh, my gosh, Al. Did you clear that with anyone?
You can buy that album on Skid Row.
Oh, okay, JC.
Oh, come on.
JC.
You put it on the Chris Brown album.
You just made it on.
Oh, I made it.
You made it dirty.
I'm just surprised you didn't put that Christina Milian drop it, dip it low, dip drop it low. It low, whatever, because didn't she go to the bathroom there?
Yeah, she did.
Ubica. Is this really happening? Hashtag Al's Top 10.
You know what? No, it's a bad dream. Oh, so many great selfies. Thank you guys for sending these in.
Hashtag
as you listen to Al's Bad Bit.
Al's Top 10.
Oh, please keep these selfies right coming in because.
Oh, Charlie Bahaha Muffins. What the hell? Here's
face in hand. Hand in face.
Al, when you have Miranda. Dudes sending us messages saying no,
I have to
go to work. I'm scarred.
For life.
This is a great selfie. McKenna got the baby in the car seat. Even the baby is unimpressed.
The faces hashtag. On Kid Nation on Twitter
hashtag
are better than
Al's
a bit.
Top 10.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, my gosh. The selfies are more popular. Listen to Al's Top 10 is more popular than the bit.
I'll post mine after we do this break. I'm going to have this look forever, I think.
Suddenly my morning went to blank.
Hashtag Al's Top 10.
Yeah. How you feeling, Al?
I'm feeling fine.
You feeling good?
I don't know. I took a little break.
This is bad, Al.
Why don't you just go take your playlist down to the bathroom?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hold on, Al. We got something cool coming up right now.
Well, we got cool. Something cool to replace the memory of that.
Yeah, shake it off, Al.
Yeah, we got to shake it off.
Shake it off.
Please. Let's see here. Who we got? Hey, Melissa, what'd you think of Big Al's top 10 list?
I thought it was pretty funny.
Thank you.
Oh, you did?
So thank you very much.
I mean, you don't need to be nice.
Yeah, maybe she's just being nice.
You're just being nice?
I was laughing all the way here.
You were laughing the whole time?
Did you call just to talk to us about Big Al's top 10, or did you call for another reason?
No, I called for another reason.
Oh, you did? Okay.
What reason would that be? Cool.
Are you crying?
To win Taylor Swift tickets.
Oh, really, Melissa? That's why you were calling?
Are you crying right now?
And you had to suffer through that.
Yeah, you had to listen to that whole thing.
No. I'm hoping that I won. I'm going to be so excited.
Hey, Melissa.
Well, we took 12 calls before you, Melissa.
So, and we're looking for 13, right? So what comes after 12?
That would be 13.
Melissa.
You won, Melissa.
Oh, my God. This is so exciting.
Right?
I'm late for work, but I'm so excited.
We're so excited for you.
I'm so glad you're happy. 12 Days of Swiftmas. You're the 12th winner. You're going to be on your way to Taylor Swift shows on the 1989 World Tour in either San Diego, Tampa, Dallas, Baton Rouge, Omaha, Pittsburgh, or Chicago. Thank you to Southwest Airlines. We'll get you there if you don't live in one of those cities. And if you want to try to buy tickets, you can head on over to KidNation.com, but good luck on that.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
And while you're traveling, while you're traveling, you'll be able to listen to the top 10 songs of the year to listen to during your bathroom event.
No.
I'm going to burn your CD, okay?
No burning of anything.
Melissa, who are you going to be taking to the 1989 World Tour?
Well, I first thought of my daughter, Madison. She's 10, but I also have another daughter, Miley, that's 5. So I don't know which one to take.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Wow.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. It'll both be their first concert.
If we could, we'd give you another ticket, but we just don't have them.
Yeah, we don't.
I'm so, I don't know what you're going to do, girl.
I'm sure you'll figure it out, though.
It's a mother's dilemma.
Yeah, right.
Santa Claus will help me.
Maybe.
I'm sure Santa Claus will help you. Melissa, thank you so much. Congratulations. You get to see Taylor Swift, which is who everybody wants to see. Merry Swiftmas.
Merry Christmas.
We love you.
We blessed her and we cursed her.
I know. It's a tough one for Melissa.
It's tough.
Hey, but at least you won.
Yeah, right?
There's that. By the way, keep your selfies coming. What was your face like while Al was telling us his top 10 songs to go to the bathroom to?
Emma Kelly just sent me hers. She wasn't impressed. She's got stink face going.
Look at Christina Mendoza. She used the number 2 emoji and photoshopped it on her own face.
I don't blame her. Hashtag Al's top 10.
Hashtag Al's top 10.
Oh, man.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
One person. That's all it takes. One person can ruin your holidays.
That's true.
Just one look, one sentence, and you're done. Especially right now when it's getting down to the nitty-gritty of shopping.
Right.
You get one wrong look from a teller, and you're just like, you know what? No. I'm not buying anybody presents this year.
One person.
You gave me the wrong look.
Y'all are fighting over the same item in the store. And they look at it. You know, it just ruined your whole mood about the whole holiday season, the reason for the season.
And it's hard to vent because you don't want to go home and then put everybody in a bad mood.
Right.
That's why we're doing it here on our show.
All right.
Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell that person that did you wrong or said something to you that just made you go, oh, you Scrooge. Scrooge you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bit we're doing.
All right.
You guys ready to do this?
Let's do it.
Yep.
You got something from Facebook or you want to go right to the phone?
We'll go right to the phone unless you got one, Al.
I have one from Anna because this is, you know, it's finals time and it's a stressful time when you're in school. And Anna says to my accounting professor, thanks for moving the final up 2 days because you decided to go on a ski trip early. 2 less days to cram. Screwed you.
Oh, man. I hate when professors did that.
Hey, you can try and look at the bright side. You're going to cram anyways.
I know, but
and now you get it over with.
Yeah, get it over with.
I was already planning on procrastinating on Thursday, and then you moved it up.
This Facebook message is from Mackenzie.
Okay.
Hey, Big Al.
Hey.
Oh, boy.
Now I have to explain to my kids why your bathroom event songs relate to bathroom events. Scrooge you.
Yeah, and they were all painful, Al.
All right. Sorry, baby. Amanda says to my husband, yes, I want to wrap the presents in different wrapping paper. They can't all be the same kind.
That's
Scrooge
true.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like a little variety.
Yeah, a little variety.
Tree. I got your back, Curl.
It's like ornaments. You don't want all the ornaments to be the same on the tree.
Right, right, right.
You want to be different. Christy. Welcome to the Scrooge U lines.
Listen to my boss. He asked me yesterday what he gave to everybody for bonuses last year, and I looked it up, and I was going to lie, but I told him. I said, well, you gave us all HEB gift cards, and he was like, oh, well, I'll do that again.
Oh, no.
We have the money. The business is doing good. He needs to give us some cash. Scrooge you.
Scrooge you.
Scrooge you, boss.
Yeah, next year you know to lie now, Christy, when he asks you.
Right.
Merry Christmas. Enjoy your gift cards, though.
Yeah.
Not very happy.
It's like you're handcuffed. Now you got to go to one store when you get that one.
Yeah.
Like, what if I didn't want to go to there? Let's go with Courtney.
Yeah, so the lady that works at the bank who goes to the mall begging for change, telling everybody that you can't afford your child's Christmas and you can't get a job, screw to you.
Oh, wow.
Man.
She works at the bank?
Yeah, she's been there for about 7 years.
And she panhandled.
She's still begging on the side.
A little extra cash on the side, yeah.
I know somebody's situation. I'm not going to hate.
Yeah. Well, it's Courtney's Scrooge. You can't take that away.
There you go.
Did she call in during your top 10 list to
say? No, she didn't.
Your list doesn't make sense?
No, she didn't.
I bet she wanted to post a selfie of what her face looked like when she was watching Big Al's 10 list.
Lots of good ones.
Then hashtagged it Al's top 10.
Dang right.
She did that.
Jared, how you doing this morning, buddy?
I've been better.
Oh,
JC.
Man. What's
been
going
better.
On? What's going on?
So, I go to the gym last night to get my swole on, you know. So, I'm like, I don't want to take my sunshade inside with me because somebody might steal them.
Right.
Not. So, I'm like, I'll leave them in my car.
Yeah.
The safe place for stuff. Go in, get my sweat on, come back outside. Sunglasses are nowhere. They're gone.
Gone.
So, Scrooge you, the guy that stole my sunglasses out of my car.
But I bet you look good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you look good. You all swole and sweated up.
Jared, can you send Kelly a picture of your swollenness?
I want to see you swole.
You know, I would do that, especially. Is Jenna there?
Oh,
I've always called into this thing. I want to say something to Miss Lionface, Jenna.
Jared, what would you like to say?
Jared, this is your chance.
Know.
I'm here.
I mean,
hold on, Jared. Let me push Kelly off to the side.
I'm going to go stand over here with poop, man.
You get enough attention, Kelly.
Some bathroom songs.
All right, go ahead, Jared. Keep it clean, please. This is Christmas time.
It'll stay clean.
Okay,
this call is just about a year and a half too late because I'm married now, Jenna, and things could have been good for us.
But are you happy?
Oh, I'm very happy with my married wife, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, could have been you.
Could have been you, Jenna.
So now you're just rubbing it in, Jared.
Hey, Jared. No. Hey, Jared. Scrooge you.
Hey, Jared, I love you, buddy. You're going to get your swole on today.
Jared, let me know when that marriage didn't work out.
50%
don't. You're so bad, Kelly.
Yeah.
What?
But you stay classy.
Yeah.
I will. I'm glad you're happy
and
married.
Over here
and
with
small.
Old Kelly.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jared. Jared, if we were together, I would have gotten you some sunglasses.
He's so.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to pick me up some new Oakley canteens, I mean, send them my way.
Yeah. Bye, man. We gotta go.
Thanks, Jared.
I don't know what he did.
I love this guy.
He doesn't even know what he did.
I love him.
No.
What? He's just being honest, Kelly.
Can you tell a picture?
I know what he
sometimes,
did.
I guess I ain't getting no pictures.
Sometimes. He's married now, so what are you gonna do?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so. He's telling me.
Kelly was hitting on him and he wanted to talk to Jenna. Man, he don't even know what he did.
He don't even know.
God.
Oh, man. He don't know. He don't know what he's missing out
with. Truck right now. He's probably looking at his arms like, what did I do?
Yeah.
Why is Kelly so mean?
Merry Christmas, Kelly.
Oh, man. Genevieve. Scrooge you.
Yeah, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-5.
I love you're having a hot flash. My roots need to be dyed.
I know.
I didn't think you were sending me some pictures. Yeah. Hey, Jenna.
All right.
Genevieve, you have one for your husband. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Yes. To my husband. Yes, I like to listen to Christmas music. And yes, I like to watch every Christmas movie. It's the holidays, so screwed you.
Yeah.
Is your husband Jared, by the way?
No, but he's a Grinch like him.
That's right.
We lost Kelly.
No, you did.
Maybe he will still send you that picture.
I don't want it.
Jared's still
anymore.
Listening.
I don't want your picture, Jared.
Yeah, send one of you flexing.
Send it to Jenna. Let her know what she missed out on.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh. We have an angry student.
Uh-oh.
Morgan,
yes,
what happened?
I'm very angry.
Yeah, go ahead, Morgan. This is ludicrous.
I am telling you what. I have had a 4.0 my entire high school career.
Mm-hmm.
Freshman to now, I'm a senior. And my teacher in English decided she was going to go ahead and give me a 92B in the class as my final grade. And
why?
I want to tell you, screwed you.
Why?
Why did she
what?
Do that to you?
Oh, hell yeah.
I am extremely upset.
I'm upset for you.
Isn't that that's an A minus.
It's so hard for this grade. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I guess I could have done better on something.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, I went to my teacher and I said, you know, please, I've never even gotten a B in my life.
Yeah.
And she says, so sorry, so sorry.
So sorry.
Was there like a particular book or essay that did you in?
Oh, I'm sure there was some homework that I could have done a little better on.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's a 92.
A 92 is an A minor.
No, it's not, a B in her scale. See, clearly you never got an A. It's a 93 is an A minus, yeah. And a 92 is a B
what?
Plus.
At my school, 90 to 99 was an A.
Oh, 90 well, to 100. Yeah. 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 No, it's normally now.
Every school has a different grading system.
Wow.
For me, it was 93 was the A minus.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's harder.
I'm happy to get a B.
Because I got a few 91s, and I was like, yeah.
Like, oh, thank you for the B. Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry, Morgan. Well, you know what? You'll still be fine.
Okay, she doesn't want to hear that right now.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
She wants to be mad.
Well, especially after all that.
All those four.
4 years of school and a 4.0.
All for nothing,
where
Morgan.
Where are you going to go to college, Morgan?
I plan to go to LSU, and I've already been accepted, and I plan to become a cheerleader.
There you go.
Oh, Tigers. Hot and smart.
A smart cheerleader.
Yeah.
There
hot and smart.
All right.
Yeah, you tell that teacher. Yeah, you screwed you, girl. Yeah.
You won't remember this a few years from now. It'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You got into school already.
It's a like, mark on her record.
You can basically give up if you want, Morgan, since you already got in.
No one knows about your grades later. Yeah.
Go Tigers. Go Tigers.
Have fun in college, Morgan. Keep up with us. Let's see here.
Oh, boy.
Clarissa.
Yes?
Go ahead. Who do you want to tell to Scrooge off?
To the person who stole my breast pump, who broke into my car and took my breast pump. Thanks a lot for stealing it during the holidays. Scrooge, you.
How'd you steal a breast
pump? What a thing to steal.
Is
that all they stole?
What, did they think of something else?
No, they stole other things, but that was what I was most upset about.
Yeah, maybe they didn't know what they were taking. They were just grabbing and running.
Does it look like it could be used for something else?
No. Yeah. It looks like a breast pump.
Yeah, it looked like a breast pump. It was in a black and white bag.
Yeah.
Like, not a breast pump bag. Mm. But, I mean, if you open it, it was there.
Yeah.
You see all the parts.
Joke's on them.
Yeah.
They got a purse, and then there's a dirty breast pump in there.
Hey, Clarissa, did your husband ever try the breast pump? It feels so funny.
No.
Just you.
Just you,
just me, huh?
All right. Mm. Sorry about
I'm
that.
I'm telling
Clarissa.
You, fellas, if your wife's got a breast pump, try it.
Don't tell dudes that.
It's like it's weird, Al. It feels so
Couldn't
good.
Couldn't you just put like a vacuum on your boobs?
And it's not the same. The breast pump just does like the boom, boom. It's like not a continuous. It's like a boom.
All right, this is weird.
Sorry, yeah. Clarissa.
Oh,
is that weird?
Some things you shouldn't
Did
share.
Did it just get weird? I thought we were in the tree, in the nest.
No,
safe.
No, we're not in the tree.
Okay. No, there's people listening to us talk.
I got a new one. It's okay.
Okay, can I borrow it?
My friend gave me one.
Yeah, maybe JC stole it.
Secondhand breast pump.
That sounds like a band name.
No, she never used it. She never used it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, good. I'm going to use it.
Oh, JC, stop it.
I'm sorry.
People
I think
hear
cool.
you talk out loud.
Now I know what I can get you, at least.
Yeah. I still got one, Jenna, thanks. I feel like it just got really weird.
You made it that way.
Yeah, you made it weird.
I just thought all dudes have tried it before.
So much about breastfeeding, you know?
Well, what would make you think that all dudes have tried using a breast pump?
When you see something just chilling in the house, you just want to try it.
No. That's stuff in my own house I don't try. Much less, you know, my girl's house.
You try everything of your wife's?
Yeah.
Everything?
Everything?
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you mean?
Happy holidays.
Okay.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.